Chapter 10. All is love. Love existed from the beginning. All happens within love. All will return to love. Love is freedom. The world of consciousness is warmth and love. We have the freedom to create these suffering and sad hearts. We have the freedom to return to warmth and love. Life is an opportunity of love. Our journey is a full circle of love. Life is not about suffering. Life is about being joyful. Having a physical body is about being joyful. Everything in your life, existence, is about being joy. True life is all about joy. Finding the darkness in your heart, that is joy. Freeing your darkness from the depths of suffering, that is joy. That is what living life is all about. Every step you take towards discovering your essential self, your essential being, is an act of self-love. This is how you respect yourself. This study is about valuing and caring for yourself with the utmost respect. Do you want to love yourself? Then begin reflections and meditation on Mother. What greater love is there than to save yourself and help yourself out of the depths of suffering and misery you feel? This is the most important step you will take in your whole life. I am waiting for you to take these steps towards loving yourself. Please love yourself and think it important enough to alleviate your sad, suffering, and lonely heart. The most important contribution to society and the world is for you to love yourself. That is, save your suffering heart. Please remember to love yourself and think your suffering heart is important enough to be saved. Once you begin to save yourself, you will be returning to joy. The earth itself will be going through unimaginable changes in the next 300 years. But all happens within love. The natural catastrophes are an example of the joy that the earth is undergoing. It is so happy that we are embarking on this return to joy. Can you feel the waves of love and the joy of the earth? The consciousness of the earth. I am so happy. In this world of consciousness, our consciousness will return to joy. I am so happy that everything in my being is explosive with joy. I am ready to change with you. I am so happy. I can only show this by helping you. I will help you realize that you are warmth and joy within your heart. I will help you question yourself. I will do everything within my power to help you look within your heart. Natural disasters are joy. This physical world you depend on is an instrument to help you find your true self. I am so full of joy. Can you feel my joy? I am so happy to show you my joy. In the next 250 years, I will be changing much to show you the joy within my heart. This is the journey of consciousness. This is the consciousness of the earth. There will be many natural catastrophes, but it is all love. All is a journey back to joy. Let us meet in 250 years in New York City and begin the miracle of change in the universe. Everything that happens is love. All events and circumstances in your physical life are opportunities to meet your suffering self. Things that happen in your life allow your unhappy thoughts to rise to the surface like oil on water. It is up to you to identify and save yourself. Return yourself to joy. Every circumstance in this physical life is an opportunity to meet the unhappy selves within your depths. Don't squander the opportunities to save yourself. We will all find the way back to our hearts. Do you understand what I mean? Everything happening on the earth is all an act of love. Everything is love and helping us fulfill our destiny of returning to love. In the world of consciousness, there is no passage of time, past, present, future. exist as one, thus change is occurring in the future. At this moment, you face this incredible opportunity of change. Please join us in this place, in this world of consciousness. Whether you choose to hop along the journey is your choice. The journey of consciousness itself is underway. The future is already underway, happening in our hearts. A world of change begins, and our spirits are unifying and embracing the change to warmth. We are paving the way currently for the change. Our key word is change. The universe waits to change. It is a revolution and evolution of consciousness. There is an evolution in the way people think about what they really are. This change is underway in the present and in the future. Please choose to commence on your journey. Please meet your true self and meet us in the future. Mother's reflection is the starting point to understand the truth and incredible joy. You will find that warmth is power. Warmth is power and joy, and it has the power to change everything. It has the potential to heal your soul, heal all of your suffering hearts. Your heart has the capacity to tell you about the truth of your existence. It has the ability to tell you how to live. Please use your heart to lead the way. Your true heart is always waiting for you. Your heart of warmth always waits. These vibrations are ever expanding in your heart. Can you feel them? Now is the time not to think with your brain, but to understand with the heart. I know in the beginning it may be a difficult concept to understand, but I ask you to use your heart to feel the warmth. That is the truth. Use your heart to understand the words that I am saying, that are written. I ask you to feel with your heart. Interpret your life with your heart. Please use your heart to lead the way. All I ask you is to return to that truth in your heart. Consciousness of Jenny Lai. I feel the energy, the vibrations of warmth reaching out to us. I realize we are these vibrations of warmth, and we are so happy to understand and know that in the future we will all be meeting once again like old friends. Let us move on and change the entire universe to warmth. We are realizing we are all consciousness. We are happily waiting to change. In our hearts, we are all waiting to return to the truth, the warmth. We are so happy waiting for this moment. Consciousness of Tomokichi Taike. We are so happy to know that the next leg of our journey is underway. The future of New York City is happening now. We are all changing our hearts to meet you. We will meet you in the near future. We are so happy. Everything that happens from now till then will happen in the blink of an eye. We have created the foundation for this study. As we enter the next leg of our journey, we expect many changes to arise on the earth. We are all joyful. We are all joyfully waiting for that time. We may all have a revelation and a true Copernican-like change in our heart. We are consciousness. Thank you. It is our mission to move beyond the physical body and recall and to feel that we are truly consciousness in our heart. I am waiting in the future. I am waiting with my arms outreached, embracing and sending waves of love radiating through space and time. I am already here in 250 years in New York City. It is not a reality that is to come. It is a reality that is happening. It is already happening. Please turn your heart and feel that your everyday existence is not your true existence. It doesn't matter how long it takes to do the steps necessary for change. As you reflect and meditate more and more, your warmth will grow exponentially within. Just looking at your heart will become a joyful opportunity for change. At the end of the day, we will all return to love. Everything that happens in this life and the next is all joy. Once you align yourself to the warmth and can see what this life is about, Then you will see that everything in your physical life is an opportunity for you to see your suffering heart so you may return to joy. As each suffering heart returns to joy, your warmth grows. Please don't squander the moments when you identify your emotions. The little bits of jealousy, hate, you think you are better than others. Those are the wondrous opportunities when change can take place. They are the little opportunities. Talk to yourself and return that self to joy. If you do this, I guarantee that you will find joy and happiness in your heart. Remember, all is love.